Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you each week by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. Well, recently, the 98th National FFA Convention and Expo wrapping up, and, well, one of our area FFA chapters had a very good few days in Indianapolis. That's the Recori FFA. As their milk quality and products team, advancing, and they finished second. They had one individual took top honors individually. That's Ella Lahr. We spoke to Ella, a junior at Recori Schools, and she gave us some insight about herself and her farm and FFA background.
I'm a junior at Recori High School. I've been in FFA for 5 years, I think. And I've been involved in milk quality for most of the time. So I kind of got started in that, being involved with dairy at my house, and then through 4-H as well.
Well, talk more about the milk quality aspect. What goes into it? What are you doing here when you say milk quality and competition? What does that all include?
Yeah, there's a lot of parts of it. So we identify cheeses. We do different milk defects and score them. And then we have dairy versus non-dairy products. And then we also identify the fat percentage. And then we also have a milk production test, a milk marketing test, a problem-solving test with some math. We have a CMT test, or a California mastitis test, where we identify the amount of somatic cells in the milk. And then we have a team activity.
You know, Ella, you mentioned you're a part of a team when you're competing, and Does that go into it that you've competed with the same people for a long time? Does that make a huge impact on your success, possibly?
I think it does. For our team activity, we kind of know each other and what we're all going to talk about, and it helps us flow a little bit better as we're explaining some of the things.
So, Ella, you guys won at the state level. Now, what were your expectations going to the National FFA competition? Were you pretty confident, or were you unsure what to expect competing there?
We were pretty confident. We kind of assumed that we'd be in the top half of teams just from, like, feedback we'd gotten. I don't think any of us expected to get second place, and I definitely didn't expect to win, but my goal is to be top 25.
So what was that reaction when you heard, first of all, team-wise, you did so well, and then second of all, that you took top honors? You had to be surprised, right?
Yeah, people tell me that I wasn't really showing it on stage, and that was just because I was trying not to pass out and focusing on breathing.
I would have been the same way, too.
Yeah, our team, we were pretty surprised, and we only got second by, like, 2.2 points, which is also pretty crazy.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Overall, I mean, you competed, too, but at the national convention, I'm sure you had time to take in other stuff and seminars and participate in other stuff as well. Is that right?
Yeah, we didn't have a whole lot of time. There was a lot of sessions, and we walked around the shopping mall and then the expo.
What's your takeaway from someone who's, or how do you describe a national convention? I've been there once before, and I was really taken back by just how many people attend. But how do you describe an event like that if someone has never been there before?
I would say it's really big, and it's really fun. You get to meet a lot of people from different states, and everything is just bigger and honestly more professional, like in terms of sessions. But it's really fun.
So, Ella, you mentioned you're a junior, right?
Yes.
So now you're going to kind of have the target on you now next year when you compete, right?
Next year, I'm going to be competing in dairy evaluation, because you can only compete, or you can only win state once, and then you're done in that event.
Okay, so you got to move on to a different. I did not know that. Okay.
Yes, I'm excited.
Well, I know you're a junior, but you're probably thinking of, you know, future stuff. Are you going to have, how is FFA shaped to your future, what you might want to do or be involved in? Has that process started with you already?
Yes, I actually have a pretty good plan for what I want to do in the future. FFA has helped me decide that I want to stay in the dairy industry. So I plan to go to the U of M and then major in animal science.
And what's your eventual goal or eventual dream job, would you say, Ella?
I haven't really decided quite yet. I want to be a farmer and a veterinarian and an embryologist for dairy cows.
So in other words, you don't want to sleep, Ella.
Pretty much.
Well, that's cool. That's awesome to hear and be so motivated for a career as well and do so well. And Ella, thanks again. It was great to learn more about you and your chapter and your team and how you guys did at National FFA. Congratulations to you and your team. And appreciate you sharing your story today, okay?
Thank you.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning, brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. So congratulations as Ella Lahr and her team, yeah, Ricori FFA placing second at the National FFA Convention and Expo for Milk Quality and Products. The team began competing together back in 2021. They were state champs and then now second place at Nationals. They competed against 40 other state associations, totaling more than 160 individuals. The Ricori FFA team consisted of Loretta Belknap, Emily Christensen, Ella Lahr, Bethany Posch, and coached by Kathy Radke. Now, the team also achieved a gold rank and was announced as the second place milk quality and products team in the nation. Also, Loretta Belknap placing 10th, and as we heard, Ella finishing first. Now, with seven components as a part of the contest, Ella Lahr placed second in milk defects. The Ricori FFA chapter also was recognized as a 3-star chapter, which is the highest star ranking a chapter can achieve. So, congratulations. There you go, your Central Minnesota Farm Report. I'm Joe Gill.